Penn State goes into Wisconsin last week and kind of explodes. They had a quiet weekend against you guys a few weekends ago. Was that kind of surprising to see, or not really surprising to see Penn State having such a good weekend against Wisconsin after kind of a down performance against you guys a few weeks ago?
Yeah, like you said, it's not very surprising. I think, you know, there's going to be weekends where you can't, you know, get 4 goals a game or whatever they've been scoring. They kind of did that against us where they couldn't put the numbers up that they usually were throughout the entire year. But like you said, they went to Wisconsin and they were kind of back to their old selves, and they were able to put up pretty good numbers both nights. So that's kind of something we have to expect this weekend.
What did you guys do so effectively in your last series against Penn State?
I think a big key of emphasis was getting back there. They had a pretty active D, and really we had to play really strong defensively. They like to get a lot of shots on goal. I think they're still leading the country maybe, and they score a ton of goals as well. So they're a team that's resilient with getting pucks to the net, and so defense is going to be really key for us.
I could imagine that they would be pumped up having lost you guys just 2 weeks ago. What mental attitude do you bring in from having beaten them 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we got to bring that same attitude, I think, that we brought 2 weeks ago, because you know they're gonna be, like you said, pumped up about playing us at home. And we gotta match their intensity right away. They're gonna come out right from the start there with a lot of firepower, and it's definitely probably in the back of their head that when they came here a couple weeks ago, we kind of took it to them a little bit. So we gotta match that right away.
Last weekend against Ohio State, you guys were down multi goals on both nights, but you came back, and I know on Friday you weren't able to pull it off, but it seems like there just isn't any quit in your guys' team. When you guys have adversity in your face, it seems like you guys play really well, play really good hockey when damage control is kind of on.
Yeah, I think that's something that's really special about our group is our resiliency. I think that's kind of been something we've been able to do the entire year. When when we're playing with the lead, we've been able to keep that, and then also when we're down by a couple, we haven't really given up anything at all, within one another. So, if we can keep playing with resiliency for 60 minutes each night, there should be no problem.
Your line continues to click well also. What is it about the three of you guys that complements each other so well?
Yeah, I think we've been playing together for most of the year now, and so I think just as time goes on, you kind of, figure out each other's tendencies, and, Rem obviously is a great player. You can put up great numbers and make a ton of plays, and Justin's obviously proved that through his 4 years here. So both of them are very fast and are able to make plays, and they can do everything out there. So playing with those two guys really makes it easy, and hopefully going forward we can continue to click.
American Sports Network has a weekly college hockey show. They called you one of the best lines in college hockey. Do you consider yourself in that light?
Well, I hope so. I don't know. I guess that's my first time hearing that, but I really hope that's something that we can live up to. I guess that's awesome.
And can you take us through your last shift and the block? What was going through your head?
Yeah, I saw the puck move over to the guy at the point there, and I saw him winding up, so I knew I had to get down and kind of eat that one. But that was a stinger.
Still hurt?
A little bit, but it'll be all right by the weekend. Yeah, exactly.
Ford's only had one block on Friday and then double digits on Saturday.
Yeah.
You guys kind of took that emphasis knowing you wanted to get a win out of there.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, anytime you have one block, you're not giving your goalie a good chance to, you're not giving your goalie a good chance at all if you're not selling out for him. So going into Saturday night and knowing we didn't do enough for him up front, we knew we kind of had to change that. So it was definitely an emphasis to make sure we're getting down and eating pucks as much as we could.
You said defensive power is going to be important for this weekend. Mm-hmm. So is the style of the defensive play going to change at the size of the ring because it's a lot smaller than?
No, I don't think. I think we're just going to play our team defense the way kind of we've been doing it the entire year, and I think we just have to understand that it is a smaller rink, so, any shot's dangerous when they're shooting, 50 shots on goal each night. So, I think just playing our team defense and understanding the amount of shots that they're going to be trying to get on net, we have to box out front, and, we got to continue to keep blocking shots as well.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Two more questions.